Mum. M. U. M. Mum is the word for charm. Yes, it's Dinah. Here's Dinah Shore, brought to you by Bristol Myers Company, with a suggestion that you make Mum your word for charm. And now, here she is, Dinah Shore.
Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? You're so enchanting, people must stare. You're the dream that dreamers want to dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers gad about, a mad about. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you winked your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? Love you, who wouldn't buy the west side of heaven if you winked your eye? You're the answer to my every prayer, darling. Who wouldn't love you, wonderful you? Who wouldn't care?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening, Truman Bradley. Hiya, fellas.
Hiya.
Well, fine.
Evening, Dinah. Well, what's the big news on the home front tonight?
Mostly news about new music for the girls and boys, Truman. You know, the other day, Bing Crosby invited me over to the Paramount lot to take a first glimpse of his new picture, Holiday Inn, with songs by Irving Berlin.
Oh, fine.
It was one of those previews for all the studio gang. And when we came out of the projection room, a certain song from the picture kept going over and over in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I know when you fellas and girls hear it, you'll all rate it 4-0. It's called Be Careful, It's My Heart, and if I may, I'd like to sing it for you now. Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burn. It's not the book I lent you that you never return. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart.
Something?
What?
Well, I took the liberty of asking you for this dance, but I'm afraid I didn't even catch your name when we were introduced.
Oh. Well, it's Ann Murphy.
Ann Murphy?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice name.
Oh. There's nothing very unusual about it.
No, I guess not. I like it, though.
What's yours?
John Carter.
Oh, that's a nice name.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. You know, it seems to me as though Miss Murphy and Mr. Carter ought to get to, well, know each other. Of course, I don't mean to rush you or anything, but I was wondering, do you think you could spare an evening some night this week? Say, tomorrow night?
Well, this is a red-letter evening for Anne. in whose life red letter evenings have been all too few. People always liked Anne, but until recently, she wasn't asked to parties very often. And when there was dancing, she sat out too many dances, alone. Then she made a simple, but as it turned out, a very important discovery. She discovered a sure way to banish undaintiness, the Mum way. Yes, that's M-U-M, Mum, the famous underarm deodorant cream. You see, Mum does not let you down. It safeguards the daintiness your bath gives you. Your bath, of course, takes care of the past. But then Mum protects your daintiness for hours after your bath. Or you can take only 30 seconds with Mum at any time, even after you're dressed, and it gives you the sure, dependable protection you need. And all the time, Mum is safe. It does not irritate your skin and does not injure the fabric of your loveliest dress. So no wonder a recent survey shows that more women and more men use Mum than any other preparation of its kind. Why don't you get a jar from your druggist tomorrow and discover this sure way, the Mum way, for yourself?
Hey, Truman.
Yes, Diana?
Are you listening to that fine rhythm the maestro is making with at this moment?
Why, I sure am, Diana. And you couldn't ask for a better setting for a song, huh?
You are right, because this song was inspired by an interesting and unusual person named Peck Kelly, a plenty solid piano man who's been playing down in Texas for years. The best orchestra leaders and biggest recording companies have offered him a lot of money to come and play for them, but Peck Kelly... Well, Peck just won't have any truck with any of them. No, sir, he likes Texas, and he just wants to stay put and pound it out for coffee and cakes, and for the fun of it. Well, they couldn't get Peck to travel, so they did the next best thing. They sent him all around the world by way of a song that goes something like this. In a dinky honky tonky village in Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano any way that you like it, but the way he plays the best is 8 to the bar. When he plays at the ball, he's the daddy of them all. The people gather around when he gets on the stand, and when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he beats puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance when he jams with a bass and guitar. They holler, beat me, daddy, 8 to the bar. Plink, plank, plink, plank, plink, plank, honking on the keys. Oh, rip. Riff, rap, riff, rap, riffing out with ease. When he jams with a bass and guitar, they holler, beat me, daddy, 8 to the bar. Clank, 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 clanking out with ease. Riff, rap, riff, rap, riff, rap, riffing, riffing out with ease. When he jams with a bass and guitar, they holler, beat me, daddy, 8 to the bar. Our music man, Gordon Jenkins, with Charles Levere at the other piano, have been checking the ivories, and they're about ready to claim, quote, I've got rhythm. All right, fellas, count it out, and let's have the total. Usually make a pretty good combination. So if you could supply a little more of the former, I'll see what I can do about adding a little of the latter in the form of 1 dozen roses. Yeah.
In a little flower shop just east of old Broadway, rushed a lad who only had time enough to say, give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, send them to the one I love. She'll be glad to receive them, and I know she'll believe them. That's something we've been talking of. There may be orange blossoms later, kind of think that there will, 'cause she's done something to me and my heart won't stand still. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart beside them, send them to the one I love. One dozen roses, one dozen roses, one dozen roses for the one I
It's Mail Call with Dinah Shore's performance of the Song of the Week, requested for special delivery to the men in service.
Well, it's Friday again, and that means that a lot of the fellas everywhere are looking forward to a weekend leave. And I know for some of them, at least it means a quick trip home. Maybe that explains why the song mentioned this week by so many of the girls is an old favorite I'm sure you'll all remember.
Time on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in view. Then if you fall, once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair for two. On my hands, and you in my arms, and love in my heart, are you?
Sip your pen and sunshine, drop the boys a line, tell them everybody's feeling fine, fine, fine. Let's do it, girls, right now while we're thinking about it. You can buy him a whole lot of pleasure with just a 3-cent stamp. And after you've written to him, if you have time, drop me a line and let me know what you'd like the boys to hear. My address is Dinah Shore, Blue Network, Hollywood.
Right, Dinah. And before you come back to the microphone, I have a reminder for our listeners. Won't you remember to make mum your word for charm? Get a jar of mum. That's M-U-M, mum, from your druggist tomorrow.
This is Dinah Shore saying good night. Good night to all you men in the service from us girls you left behind. Good night, fellas. Night, girls. Night, everybody.
Remember, next Friday night, Dinah Shore, same station. Truman Bradley speaking.
This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.